I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 So welcome everyone. Welcome Chase. I'm so happy to see you in person. And to okay lang ba sabihin pangalan niyo? Okay, naka-live stream tayo ah. Kay Justine and kay Esther. So welcome, welcome. I'm happy today. Even if it's Lent, no. So today is Lent. We're in the Lenten period and our series, reflection series, understanding. Meron kasing accusation mga conservative Christians that progressive Christians binura na ang sin, ang konsepto ng sin, and that we actually allow all sorts of sin, especially the sin of homosexuality. No? Which is, okay ba? Okay ang sound? Okay sa? Okay. So, which is really farther from the truth. That's why I wanted this time to clarify and to, you know, offer what I think about in terms of sin. And dahil progressive tayo, whatever I will teach about sin, it's not dogmatic, meaning I do not impose this anything that I'll be saying today and for the next Sundays of Lent. Okay?
Okay. So, may two parts ang ating reflection today. Unahin ko na yung historical because we need to talk about the historical development first. Okay? Okay. So, sin and the concept of sin and the concept of morality develops. It changes over a period of time. For the last 3,000 years, it has developed. It has changed. Hindi static, hindi absolute ang konsepto ng kasalanan, moralidad, or law. No? And if you are really studying the Bible, even the Old Testament, you will see scholars of the Bible will see differences and developments of the law, especially the first five books of the Bible. Next slide. Yan. So every people, culture, and religion in all of human history had to wrestle with and make sense of the right relationship within what it means to have a right relationship within its own community and by extension to what they consider as right relationship with what they define as God. No? So ang mga tao noon and even now throughout human history, we wrestle, we struggle with ano ba, what does it mean to have a good and right relationship with others and with God? Regardless of, you know, different cultures had to wrestle with that, had to think about that, had to eventually canonize that, no? Put it into law. And even the law periodically changes. It changes. It changes together with what they are experiencing as a people. Where they are, what their context, ano yung nangyayari sa kanila. And because ancient people think about God or gods and goddesses having a direct effect in the world or in their community, in their nation, So marami sa laws nila may kinalaman din sa relationship kay God. Kasi if you offend the God or the Goddess or the God of the volcano, paparusahan kayo, puputok yung bulkan. May ganon, di ba? So, part of legislating their laws as a community, as a nation, as a tribe, they also had that in mind in crafting their morality, their law, their what they consider to be sin. Kasi kailangan tama yung ginagawa natin in relation to this God or Goddess or whichever. Kasi kung hindi, baka parusahan tayo. Baka hindi maging masagana yung agrikultura. Baka pumutok ang bulkan. Baka magkaroon ng bagyo. So that's how they thought about things in the past. Yeah, and all of that, they crafted their laws and their concepts of sin, of right and wrong, nung wala pang science. Wala pang science, wala pang modern science, wala pang modern historical method, wala pang modern medicine. Their socio-political structures mirrored their divine interpretations. So yung social structure nila mirrored or expressed their interpretation of what they interpreted to be the divine. And it cycles back. Their interpretations of the divine justifies their social structure, their political structure. Kaya noon, ang political structure nila ay mga hari, monarchy. Therefore, God is king. God is monarch. God sits on a throne. Yun yung kanilang language for the divine. Next slide. So, punta tayo sa ancient Israel. So, ancient Israelites and later the Jews tried to make sense of what it means to love God and people relative to their law or the Torah. No? So, they tried to make sense, what does it mean to love God and to love people within the context of our Jewish law or Hebraic law? Ang hindi chinichika ng, at siguro hindi rin naman nila alam, ng maraming pastor is that the Jews actually believe, that the Jews accept that you read the Torah in an interpretive way. Marami kasi mga conservative Christians, ayan yung nabasa mo, yan yung sinabi ng Diyos, yan na yan. Diba? It's an absolute reading, a literal reading of scripture. But the rabbis, actually, kaya nga inihiwalay pa nila yan. Mayroon sinasabi na written Torah and there's the oral Torah. And they have developed over the many centuries, volumes upon volumes of interpretations and counter-interpretations of their law. So, hindi sila naniniwala at hindi nila pinapractice na kung ano yung sinasabi ng Torah, yun na. They actually interpret and argue themselves on how to best interpret the Torah and how that will apply to their present context. Kaya nga meron silang tinatawag na Talmud. Yun yung sinasabi ko dyan na volumes upon volumes of interpretations and counter-interpretations of different prominent rabbis. How do they interpret this particular passage in Leviticus? How does that apply in the 15th century in Spain? How does that apply? How does this particular Levitical passage applies And how is it interpreted to the life of Jews in Iraq, in Babylonia, in year 700? So may ganon. Law is not static. Sin, the concept of sin and what is considered sin is not static. Hindi siya set in stone. O, ganun din sa mga Christians. So later on, the early Christians, and later on, generations of Christians also tried to make sense of loving God and loving people relative to the story, words, and the living presence of Jesus in their communities. So may development din. Christian morality has developed for the last 2,000 years. The concept of sin is not the same for every period of the Christian history. And we know that. We should know that. Yan, no? Church fathers, kung dun sa kanina, mga rabbis, Jewish rabbis, so we also have church fathers and mothers, reformers, and counter-reformers, who developed interpretations and theologies in continuing this process of discerning, reflecting right relationship with God and others. So the key word there is discernment, reflection, struggle, the struggle of what is it? What does it mean to have a right relationship? Next slide. Ayan, next slide. Okay na yan. Next slide. Next. So, ito, some of the examples. Dati, noong unang panahon, slavery and the modern term of human trafficking was okay. It was not sin. Even the Apostle Paul talked about slavery as being okay. Sabi niya sa mga slaves, "Slaves, be obedient to your masters." Sabi ni Paul. Because that was the context of their time. And it was not sin back then. And even up to the 1800s, the 1700s, when you have the transatlantic slave trade. If you know the history, no? Ibinebenta, ninanakaw ang mga Aprikano sa Africa, kukunin sila sa mga tribu nila ng mga white Americans and white British at ibibenta sa Europe or ibibenta sa US to work the plantations as slaves. Walang bayad, as slaves. Hindi ka tao, isa kang makina. And that was not sin. It was acceptable. But now, over the period of time, people thought, no, this is not right. Even if the Bible sanctions this. And therefore, today, sensible people, even conservative Christians, most conservative Christians will not agree to slavery and human trafficking. Pero noon, mga Kristiyano, nag-away-away to keep slavery, the system of slavery. Racial segregation. Okay lang yun dati. Bawal ang mag-asawa ang magkaibang lahi, lalo na yung itim at yung puti. Bawal yun. And there's actually legal laws preventing that in the US. One period of time. But now, what was not seen before is now considered as not only morally wrong and spiritually wrong, it is considered as legally wrong today. Ano pa ba? Child marriages. Before, child marriages are okay. Today, may mga batas na sa iba't ibang bansa na pwedeng kasuhan ang parent if the parent would actually be the one to marry the child a certain young age. Pero dati, okay lang yun. Si Mama Mary was 14 years old, about 12 to 14 or 16 years old nung kinasal siya kay Joseph, who according to the Catholic Church would have been about 40 years old. Can you imagine today a young teenager child na babae, 14 years old, will be married to a 40-year-old man? Marami maiskandalo dyan ngayon. So, we are debunking this concept of conservative Christians to say that what the Bible says as sin has always been sin from then to today. That's absolutely not true. Next slide. Morality evolves and continues to evolve. And if you're going to use theological language, it only means that God continues to reveal God's self through the developments in science, in philosophy, in psychology, other social sciences, and the development of secular law, and the human struggle for a just, equal, and better world. Sabi nga ni Martin Luther King Jr., the moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends ever towards justice. Okay, so yan ang historical. I had to clarify that. Paano ba natin dapat intindihin ang kasalanan today? Ano ba tinuro sa inyo ng how should you understand sin? In what kind of relationship? Ang sin. Ang kasalanan. Ano yung moda ng kasalanan? Offender, offendee. Sinong na-offend? Ang Diyos, di ba? Sin has been, the concept of sin for most of us has been about the word obedience. Sumunod ka. Obedience. It is based on this relationship again of master and subject. It is yung sin ay dapat mag-obey ka sa law, and the relationship of the law is between ruler and subject, king and subject. So it's about obedience, it's about authority. When you think about sin, it's about authority, obedience. Next slide. Ano pa? Ano pang ano nyo? Ano pa ang mga tinuro sa inyo sa kasalanan before? About sin. So, Josh. Breaking one of the Ten Commandments. Ano pa? Ano pa ang konsepto ng kasalanan while you were growing up? Makakasakit. Ano pa? Kuya Butch? Oo. Live in. Although, siyempre, officially, kasalanan pa rin for many churches. Although, marami na rin taong hindi na lang na naiisip yun as sin. Ako, I don't think it's sin. Ano pa? Kuya Emil, nung lumalaki ka, anong tinuro sa tungkol sa kasalanan? Konsepto ng kasalanan? Ha? Paggalang sa magulang. So, kasalanan pag hindi ka sumusunod sa magulang. Ano mga kasalanan? So nabanggit na ni Kuya Butchisa, living in, hindi kayo kasal, nagsasama kayo. Kasalanan daw 'yan. Officially, No? Although maraming gumagawa niyan, Katoliko man o Protestante. O, dati bawal ang jowa-jowa. Oo, tama. Premarital sex, konektado sa ano, sa live-in. Kasi alam naman nag-live-in kayo, pero ano, tingin-tingin lang. Yes, oo, matingkad din yan. Sa Catholic din yan, no? Yung sex has to, the reason for sex has to be procreation, not pleasure. Yeah. At pag nag-communion kang hindi nagko-confession, grabbing sin daw yan. Diba? If you take communion without confession. Ayan, iba't ibang kasalanan. And ang ano nga, relationship is, it's a relationship of obedience to authority. Yun yung konsepto natin ng kasalanan. Next slide. So, gusto kong i-shift natin ang understanding ng sin from that relationship of authority, from that relationship of obedience or following the law. I want us to think about sin and by extension, siguro faith, is that sin is an offense against relationships. A breaking or a violation of relationships. That not is not necessarily authority. If you will read all the laws, whether in the Bible or in legal, in Philippine law, all of the laws are based on legislation or law of your relationship with another person. Isang ang malaking chunk ng pagiging lawyer or even the bar exam is contracts. The laws on contracts and agreements. Napakalaking. And I tingin ko, I'm assuming, pero pagkakaalam ko, marami sa mga kaso is actually about estafa. Yung pagbe-break ng contract. Not following the contracts and agreements that people entered into. No? So I want us to think about sin not as a, ano to ang tag dito? To horizontal. Not a, ha? Not a vertical concept, but a horizontal, a flat concept where the offense is actually not necessarily with God. But the offense and the violation is our violation with the relationships that we have. The sins that we commit, the mistakes, the offense that we commit to our friend, to our parent, to our sibling, to the community that we are a part of, at work, co-workers, to our neighbor, kapitbahay. No, the sins that we commit, the mistakes that we commit, are violations of relationships, an offense against loving kapwa at sarili. Yeah, even sin against ourselves. There is such a thing. So let's think about sin right now as relationship. As pakikipagkapwa. Kasalanan sa pakikipagkapwa. Next slide. Our relationships are based in our common dignity, rights, and identity as children of God. So when we actually offend or commit a sin or a mistake to our neighbor, nagiging kasalanan siya sa Diyos because of the idea that we are created in the image and likeness of God. So it only becomes an offense to God because it becomes an offense to the image of God in the other person. But it is not like a direct sin to God. Because there is nothing that anyone can do, wala tayong pwedeng gawin o hindi gawin na makakapagbawas sa pagka-Diyos ng Diyos. There is nothing that you can ever do, not even the most heinous of crimes, to actually harm God. No one can harm God. The sin, any sin that we pertain towards God is actually a sin towards the image of God in another person. When we do not respect the other person, when we do not recognize the dignity and rights of other people. Lalo na sa LGBT, no? When we do not, when certain people do not respect, do not acknowledge the dignity and rights of LGBTQI plus people, that's an offense against our common humanity. Next slide. Inversely, holy living, kasi di ba, kung nabubuhay ka sa kasalanan, I hate to say that phrase, kung nabubuhay ka sa kasalanan, meaning that your actions and everything that you do and say is an offense to your relationship with people, then inversely, sa kabaliktaran, ang banal na pamumuhay is simply loving God by loving our neighbors as ourselves. Kasi yun naman yung law. The basic and fundamental law. And I have to be very clear. Hindi end. Hindi loving God and loving our neighbor. Hindi end. Hindi yung word na end. Loving God by loving our neighbors as ourselves. Ang pagmamahal sa Diyos ay nagagawa lamang sa pagmamahal sa kapwa. And yun nga, sabi kanina, right relationship. What is the right relationship with our kapwa? And right relationship, justice simply means right relationship. Ang katarungan ay simply right relationship. And right relationship means mutual and equal. That the dignity and the rights that I have is something that other people have. And that I respect that of other people. That I acknowledge that. That my relationship with my jowa, my relationship with my siblings, my relationship with anyone has to always be equal and mutual. That my rights and my dignity is respected, honored, acknowledged, and then the right and dignity of that other person, I also acknowledge, respect, and celebrate even. Next slide. Meron bang may mga comment sa ano? Mag-comment lang po kayo. Anything that you want to say or disagree with. Ayan. We are born in relation. We live in relation. We die in relation. There's literally no such human place as simply inside myself, nor is any person, creed, ideology, or movement entirely outside myself. We are involved in one another's lives. Rather, violence is seen by Stone Center, isang center of research, as a problem of disconnection. And the violence is a problem of disconnection when people are not in relationship with each other. So, kinuha ko to from the book The Erotic as Power and the Love of God by a theologian and lesbian episcopal priest, Carter Hayward. Next slide. Asan na yung reading? Somewhere there in the reading. Ayun yan. Sige, later na lang. Next slide. Kapwa also includes the whole inhabited earth. We are connected in relationship with the earth and all who live within. So, hindi lang siya relationship with people. It's also relationship with the whole inhabited earth. Because we cannot live independent or autonomous from the earth and the cycles of the earth, the systems of the earth, the biodiversity of the earth. So, it is equally sin for humans to violate our relationship with nature, with Mother Earth. When human activity is disrupting the cycles and balance and the, you know, the balance, the system that has been created for millions of years so that life can be sustainable on Earth. The things that we do that violate that, that destroy that, is sin. Next slide. The commandments we have received in the Bible, we're talking about the Bible, are all relational. 7 of the commandments are about people and relationship with people, the 10 commandments. 3 are God, for God. 7 are about people and our relationship with people. Do not kill, about people. Do not steal, about people. Honor your mother and your father, your parents. It's people. Sabbath is about people. Yung Sabbath law is not just about you taking rest. May nakalagay doon. It's not just you. You have to let your slaves rest. Even your donkeys and your livestock has to rest on the seventh day. So it is relationship. Do not bear false witness. Wag magsinungaling. Wag, do not covet. Wag mong hangarin. Wag mong hangarin ang pagmamay-ari ng iyong kapwa. Nakalagay pa nga dun asawa eh. Ang kanyang asawa at anumang pag-aari niya ay wag mong pagnasaan. Wag mong hangarin. Do not covet. So all of the commandments is about relationship. And it's about our relationship with others. So sin is an offense to our relationship. Next slide. Ayan na pala. This is our reading for today.
Our scripture reading is taken from the first letter of John, chapter 4, starting at verse 16, all the way to verse 21. We are reading from the NRSV translation. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because He first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their brothers or sisters are liars, for those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from Him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
So very clear, no? And that was written, the John of Patmos wrote that almost 100 years after Jesus. A little over 100 years, no, around year 90 to year 120 approximately. So that is one of the ways when an early Christian was trying to think about what does it mean to love God and love neighbor as self. But very clear yung sinabi niya. You cannot love God if you do not love your neighbor. The only way to love God is to love your kapwa. And he even says there that love has nothing to do with punishment and has nothing to do with fear. For those who fear, ang taong nabubuhay sa takot, ang simbahang walang ginawa kundi manakot ng impyerno, has not reached perfection in love. Perfect love casts out all fears. Next slide. Next slide. Ayan. So all sins are sins against others and sins against ourselves. Actions, inactions, and conditions that separate us. That separate us. What are the actions? What do we do? What are the things that we do that separate us from others or that break relationships? Union. That's why there are certain sins now that are not sins before. We learn that slavery is not a right relationship with other human beings. We now understand that discrimination based on the color of the skin is not a right relationship with others. And it separates people. It breaks relationships of people. Next slide. If it is relational, then it is a violation of our implicit and explicit agreements and boundaries. So if sin is relational, it means it's also a violation of our implicit and explicit agreements and boundaries as a person. And what is our primary boundary as a person? Ulitin natin. No, it's the dignity and the rights of the person. That's the first and basic boundary and agreement na kahit hindi natin pag-usapan, the simple reason that I'm a human being, there are certain things that you have to give to me as a human being. There are basic things that I need to give to you and respect you and acknowledge you because you are a human being. That is the basic boundary. But there are other boundaries. There are other agreements that we have when we are in relationship with other people. Ano yung mga yon? Oh, siyempre, punta na natin una. O, sa mag-jowa. Sa mga mag-jowa, sa mga mag-asawa. Ano ang mga boundaries and agreements of people who are romantically together? Loyalty. Loyalty. Depende sa paano nila i-define ng loyalty. Faithfulness. Pero depende nga paano nila i-define yung what do they mean as faithful and loyal. Trust. Ano pa? Sa friends. Among friends, what are the basic agreements and boundaries among friends? Respect in what way? Napaka-generic ni respect. Ano? Pag ako'y nangutang as a friend, magbayad ka. Diba? Pero kung talaga tayo din ay friend, hindi mo rin din ako sisingilin. And rule ko nga sa mga nangungutang, pag pinangutang ko na, salamat kung ibayaran. Ako, as ako ganun. Ako ganun. So, kasi, like ako, meron ako isang friend before, nangutang sa, nung nagtatrabaho pa ako, nangutang ng 5,000 pesos. 5,000. Ni-let go ko yon. Binigay ko yun ng walang kaabog-abog dahil really close kami. Binayaran niya after 7 years. After 7 years. Actually, naningil ako after 7 years. Kasi nangangailangan, ako naman yung nangangailangan at that time. So, ano, at wala naman siyang ano, you know. So, ganun. So, friends. Ano pa ba? Sa friends at mag-jowa, huwag mong sulutin ang jowa ng friend mo. Diba? It's a violation if you are friends. Eh, dapat kasi, tinanong mo rin si friend muna. Kasi hindi pwedeng, hindi mo lang, wala, hindi ko alam eh. Pero alam mong, I mean, ang default mo kasing alam, kung hindi mo alam na hindi na sila, dapat ang thinking mo, sila pa. So you should have asked si friend. Nangyari din sa akin yan before. So yung mga ganyan, no? Violation, ano pa bang mga ano? Ngayon, people are now trying to make sense of what is moral in terms of social media. People, including people in authority, are thinking about what does it mean to legislate or regulate social media? What is the right behavior in social media? How should we have a relationship even in virtual space? Diba? So yeah, think about those things. Community, church, organization. We are in relationship in a community, whether how close or how distant. Being part of the community, there are boundaries and agreements, both implicit and explicit. Although we had to be explicit na sa open table. Kaya yon, pag nakita nyo yun, oh, haba-haba, oh. Haba-haba. Ang ating community ethics. No, community ethics. Especially sa mga juwa-juwaan sa simbahan. No? So we have now implicit community ethics or code of conduct. Next slide. And then sin, kasi it's about relationship. No, it's about relationship. It's about people. It's not just local. If sin is about relationship, it is also about a relationship of social structures and systems. In a national level, in a societal level. Or sige, kung masyado na mabigat, in the barangay level, or in the city level. Structural din yan. Sin is also structural and systemic. Meaning, sin in our relationship as a nation. Our relationships as a society. The dynamics in the society, the dynamics in the nation. What are the sins that violates people's dignity and rights? What are the sins that violates the relationships among people in a society? Pagiging marites, pagiging chismosims. And even among the LGBT community, malakas yan, ha? Apakalakas ng chismosim sa LGBT community. Fake news. Poverty is a sin. poverty as a societal problem is a sin. Corruption that causes poverty is sin. Injustice, if you have a broken justice system, no, na ang mga mahihirap na walang kasalanan o napakaliit ng kasalanan nakukulong ng 15 years. At yung may mga malalaking kasalanan, hanggang ngayon hindi nakukulong. That is sin. That is an offense against right relationship of people, of a community, of a society, of a nation. Generational sin, yung kasalanan nagpapasa-pasa, which is balik pa din doon sa poverty, corruption. Naipapamana ba ang corruption? Yes. Political dynasties. In the individual level naman, yung mga anak, ilang saling lahi na yung nagiging anak abusive sa relationship. Yung tatay abusive sa nanay. Nung nag-asawa yung anak, abusive din siya dun sa naging asawa at sa mga anak niya. And then, so that's generational sin. Next slide. And then, ito naman kay Marcus Borg, not all sins are something that is based on action. There are certain sins that are conditional, kalagayan. And there are certain, ina-argue ni Marcus Borg, a New Testament scholar, that there are other words for sin, especially in the Bible. It's not always, the word sin is not always the right word to use. Sometimes the word blindness is used. Brokenness, separation, sickness, degradation, death. Kasi daw, sabi ni Marcus Borg, if a certain condition or action is considered as blindness, maybe the right word is not sin. And maybe the cure for blindness is not repentance, but to see. Maybe brokenness, maybe the word sin is not really a good term for a certain condition that speaks of brokenness. Kasi pag sinabi mong sin, anong sagot kay sin? What's the solution for sin? Kumpisal, di ba? Kasalanan, mangumpisal ka. Pero hindi lahat ng kondisyon ng tao na may kinalaman sa kasalanan, ang sagot ay kumpisal. Kung yung kasalanan is considered as blindness, maybe ang sagot, ang solusyon is magmulat, imulat mo ang mata mo, imulat mo ang ibang tao. Kung yung kasalanan is something that is about brokenness, maybe the solution is not repentance but rather healing. Mental health therapy. Separation. If sin is considered a separation, maybe it's not about repentance. Maybe the solution is about togetherness. About being included. Being, going back, going home. Being connected again. If it is sickness, then maybe it is about cure. Sabi kanina, healing. And if it is death, maybe the solution is life. And not necessarily confession. Next slide. Sin is relational as much as faith, hope, and love. Our discussion today on sin calls us to reflect on our relationship with each other and with the whole earth. And to think about sin today. What does it mean to have a wrong relationship with others? What does it mean to say there's a wrong relationship as a society and as a nation and as a world, a human race? And what would be the right relationship to repair those wrong relationships? Next slide. Okay na yan. Next slide. So I end with these reflections for today. Lenten reflection questions. Did anyone in your family or friends who have done something that has negatively impacted you and your relationship? Lately or a long time ago, meron bang isa sa inyong pamilya o kaibigan na may ginawa na negatively naka-impact sa inyong relasyon bilang magkaibigan o bilang pamilya, magkamag-anak? Ikaw naman, have you done something to offend or impact your relationship with your friend or family? Palagi kasi nakikita sa Facebook na mga memes, palaging pointing to the other person. Palaging yung reference is, I was offended and the other person is the offendee. Nag-o-offend or yung nakapag-violate. I rarely see any meme that says, perhaps I'm also the toxic person. Perhaps there's something that I've also done wrong. So, one of our... And that's what Lent is about. Lent is about looking to you, looking internally, not looking at the sins of your sister or brother, but looking at your own life. How are you as a person? How do you behave? How do you conduct your relationship with others? Have you done anything to offend or impact your relationship with others? A long time ago or recently? Could you identify patterns of sin or wrong relationship in yourself, in your family, or in your relationships, other relationships? How can you break this pattern or cycle? How can you improve or grow in loving others as you love yourself? In what ways can you participate in addressing systemic and structural sins of our Philippine society and world? Ano naman ang ating partisipasyon para i-address ang mga makasalanang struktura sa ating bayan at mundo? Anong participation niyo? Anong participation mo? I'm not saying masasagot mo lahat as an individual, di ba? But what can you do? What is your participation? What is your contribution to address corruption, systemic injustice, poverty? Next slide. And I close our lecture of sin today. Our reflection for sin today, I close with this quote, which actually, not a quote, comes from me. Sin is to believe that you do not need anyone. Ang kasalanan comes from the belief that you do not need anyone. That you're not accountable. That you are absolutely self-made. Therefore, acting and speaking in ways that disconnect and isolate you from others. If sin is separation and destruction of relationship, God's redemption is therefore the ongoing reconnection of our whole selves with each other and all of creation. This process of redemption is therefore the process of love through mutual belonging and becoming. For every sin, there's God's redeeming grace. There's love inviting us back. Come, taste, and see.
Amen.